Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me today is Doug Michael, and we're going to talk about what's going on in France and around the world and geopolitics and war and all that other fun stuff. How's it going, Doug?
Hey, James. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, recouping from bronchitis, but hanging in there, you know, doing my homework diligently as always, and thanks for having me on again.
Right on, right on. So you were telling me about polarization.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've taken notice to it yet, but we already see this occurring. I remember the other day we were talking about this engineered kind of cultural war. And
right.
We see this occurring in Europe. It's just really astounding, particularly in Sweden and in Germany, but other areas as well, like Greece and England. We're seeing this just destruction of European culture. And what I see occurring is this polarization where you've got one camp that's like completely too liberal, that wants to just open the gates and let anybody come on in, which is a dangerous thing to begin with. And then you have the opposite side, which is basically condemning every single Muslim. It's very important to not think in such black and white terms, in my mind. Not every Muslim is a jihadi terrorist. That's ridiculous. But
right.
And certainly not every refugee is not. And if we could just take a look at what's going on in areas of Europe, it's very disturbing, and we need to take this into consideration. And also to take into consideration, like we said the other day, radical fundamentalist Muslim hatred for the West is very real, and it's very, very ancient. And with what the West and their allies are doing over there in the Middle East by bombing the living crap out of these places, it's just fomenting extra hatred. It's basically pouring gasoline and a match onto a counter peg. That's what that's doing. So
okay.
I think we really need to pay attention. I mean, it just announced, RT put out an article this morning that the U.S. approved $1.3 billion sales of bombs to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
What is this? We have this psychopathic government that claims that we don't do business with terrorists and we're fighting a war against terrorism, but yet we prop up the most brutal terroristic regimes in the whole world, Saudi Arabia being one of them. The human rights violations of that nation is appalling. And Israel's no better. $5 billion aid to Israel to continue their genocide of the Palestinian people. So we have this polarization of people just looking at the surface and not looking at the bigger picture of what's really happening here. Now,
right.
As far as France, remember what I said the other day to you, let's pay attention to what's going to happen as a result. We've got 10,000 armed military in the streets, complete martial law, the reduction of freedom, curfews, and boots on the ground, just what they wanted. And if you look at the Project for the New American Century documents that came out in 2000, these neocons outlined the agenda. They named the countries they were going to go into. They wanted 10 countries in 5 years, and in that list was Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and others. So they're working towards a script, and they're getting what they want. And the next phase is going to create this engineered multiculturalism, which is going to be the death knell for Western countries, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, in the immediate term, I think people are on to Mossad and the CIA. At least that was the general feeling I got from Facebook yesterday. I applauded people for, you know, being with it, and at least that there's more aware people and awake people than there were.
True.
You know, not everybody's jumping on board the bandwagon, and that's the main point here, is that Facebook showed that France overlay, flag overlay for your profile pic, and everybody jumped on that, and then all of a sudden everybody started getting chastised for doing it. Some people didn't get the hint, but you know, more people than not are not wearing that damn flag on their, and you know, a lot of stuff about France's use of torture and evil means over the past few hundred years is coming to light. And
warmongering European nations ever.
Yeah.
Who also is instrumental in funding these jihadist groups.
Yeah.
They've been meddling in Middle Eastern affairs for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if anything, it's, you know, everything's unsettled. And now what you're saying is they're achieving their goals. And by they, I mean the bad guys. And yet,
venture globalists.
The game isn't over until the game is over. So what do we do? What's our next step?
Oh, well,
come on, man.
I would say stay vigilant and keep trying to reach as many people as you can and expose them to this kind of alternative knowledge, because I think in the next phase, what you're going to see these globalists attempt to do next is to crack down on the free flow of information. They're going to go after the Internet. There's already policies in place set to do this. So, as I always say, I would say, you know, take advantage of the tools that are available to us now while we still can, and keep speaking and keep trying to reach people, because there are more and more people that are waking up. It's small pockets right now. I don't see a mass awakening, but it's certainly a lot different than it was 10 years ago. I think 10 years ago, you or I would not have any audience at all. We would be laughed at, just, oh, yeah, crazy conspiracy theorists. There seems to be a lot more receptivity to the alternative truth movement, or whatever you want to call it, and that's a great thing. And so I would say that we keep doing that. And on an individual level, I'd encourage people, turn the TV off for 90 days, 3 months. Just turn the TV off, read a few books, educate yourself, get up to speed on this agenda and who the players are and what they're doing. I mean, as far as America is concerned, this country has been sold down the river a long time ago to global international banking interests.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to put a date on it, let's say 1913, when the Federal Reserve came in, when the international monetary bankers took control of the monetary system. You control the wealth, you control policy, you control the politicians that are in your back pocket, and these people have unlimited wealth. They invent it out of thin air. They have unlimited wealth, which means they have unchecked power.
Right.
It's important to really understand that, you know, Western governments have been infiltrated by the international bankers a long, long time ago, and they're operating to a script. They do what they're going to say. And, you know, to become privy to that is a very good first step, and then we could alert others close to us, or, you know, like we say, use these tools, create a blog, create videos, make songs, art, whatever, to do your best to try to speak on what you know and alert our brothers and sisters, because what's coming down the pike is not pretty.
No, it isn't. And
it's absolute destruction of everything we hold dear. These people are ruthless, they're psychopaths. They want the world, and they will stop at nothing to get it.
So, in turn, we need to be not only vigilant, but armed, ready, ruthless in our own rights against them. And we should speak out, speak up, stand up to the opposition in our circles, you know, tell them they're wrong and give them all the reasons why, and don't put up with shit. And I mean, it's not long before the asshole amongst our group is sort of cornered and sort of brought out for what they're lying to us. They're lying to us to maintain their own skewed version of reality, and the one that accommodates them. The one where they feel like they're on board with everybody else in the world, but now the tides are turning and they're not. So break down those barriers, break down those walls, and keep pushing and don't stop.
Right. Yes, I agree with you. And, you know, be ever vigilant, because time is running out. In fact, I think we're out of time, basically. And now, you know, we got Obama just mentioned that towards the end of this year, gun control is on the top of his list. So they want to disarm you and then open the floodgates for all kinds of refugees to come in and upset the balance of our culture. And, you know, why do people not see you? This is like a really serious situation. And let's just look at what the Obama administration did. I don't know if you remember Fast and Furious, James. It was an operation that they were caught red-handed selling tons of automatic weapons to Mexican drug cartels. And then they leave the southern borders wide open. And what does that do is it provides safe haven for criminals. So you've got these vicious warlords that we armed. And they just come right in the border. And you have a lot of similar problems down there that you do in areas of Europe where people are being raped and abused and tortured and murdered by these vicious, vicious murdering people. So that's what you get. We have a government that will go and fund their enemies into existence to create the excuse to go bomb the living shit out of these countries and then open the floodgates of refugees and, you know, many, many people that hate us. How shit, we've got a 40% unemployment rate. We've got droves of homeless people. We can't even take care of our own. How can we accommodate masses of refugees without completely destabilizing, you know, what's left of the economy? We can't.
And there's a massive disparity between rich and poor. So the rich think that they're going to outlast, but they won't. And when the currency's dissolved or whatever, it'll be gold and silver. And who's got that? The rich people. But they're going after them, too. They're going to try to get all their gold and silver eventually. But and then there's the electronic currency. But if they EMP blast everything and, you know, fuck us up all to hell, you know, there won't be computers. There won't be merchant stuff. But you're talking about Fast and Furious and the armed drug cartels. What do you think? That's a proxy army. They're on the south end of the border, and you got our evil prime minister, former prime minister Stephen Harper, signing a deal with the American generals that Canada will join in with whatever operations take place in the States if there's whatever's needed, and vice versa. We've given away our sovereignty such that America can just walk in here. The American troops can just walk in here and, you know, do what they do best. Just to remind people, back in Katrina, they were doing live drills with people where they would pull up in a big truck. 10 guys would jump out. They'd storm a house, put people on their front porch, and put bags over their heads. And, you know, they would take the house for weapons. They'd get the weapons.
Yeah,
That's
Black
that's
Border
coming.
Mercenaries firing on people trying to find food. Yeah, and then with the Boston bombing, what that was, after, you know, I didn't jump right on board that either. It seemed fishy, but until I was convinced. But what I'm convinced now that was a test run for martial law. They put an entire city on lockdown to find two guys.
Right.
And what got me about
even
that...
The guys. It wasn't even
yeah.
that, it was a setup.
Well, the patsies, anyway. I know that was the excuse.
Yeah, yeah,
but what got me is, after they said they found these guys, you got droves of flag wavers in the streets applauding their own oppression, you know, applauding their own tyranny. So when I say, oh, you're putting the French flag on your profile, you're embracing a symbol of oppression, because all governments are, and the flags are symbols of that.
I
don't understand the statist mentality.
I would call them statist organizations. Or something negative, pejorative, that represents what they really are, rogue state, I don't know, powers or whatever. They're not the government anymore. They're far from it. And this goes for every Western government. If you know, 10 are bad apples, and I'm sure 11 and 12 are soon to be, if not already. So I sum them all together. They're all bad apples. It's the people versus the...
I mean, a government is just supposed to act as an administration arm for the people. You know,
and they're doing everything against the people.
From what I see, Western government, all governments, they're operating in breach of trust.
They've committed treason time
and
again.
Names with your tax dollars. You pay for this shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, starting with 9/11, you know, George Bush and the Bush family cabal and Mossad and Israel and Saudi Arabia and all these other bastards who are involved in it, including the military, including the FAA, including companies in the States that benefited and profited. They're all treasonous. They should all be hung. But it's 14 years later, and most people are none the wiser. But many people are. And that's what I'm saying. As the more shit they do, the more people open their eyes. And it's, they know that, too. So they're choosing wisely what steps they make. We should be able to anticipate or extrapolate what steps they're going to make, because, they operate under a script, like you say. I mean, everything follows an order, and for them to break that order, like you said yesterday, that it would maybe take people out of their spell. And so the people would snap out of it and go, holy shit, you know, like, this is what's really happening. They want to maintain the this bullshit thin veneer of fake reality, maintain it so that most people are under the spell. But at one point, they could just drop the axe, and then it's over. Or they could do it incrementally, or they could do it sporadically, like spontaneously, without, like, say, okay, today we're not following the script. So these people are evil geniuses, and I wouldn't put it past them to be, you know, ruthless, like you say, and staying vigilant is the best the best advice you can give anybody. But
sure.
most people are still in the dark, like you say, and it's those people I have pity for, and I don't have a whole lot of hope for, because they're destined to stay where they are. They're not at all interested in rising to the challenge and doing the work and the homework and the caring and the being responsible. They just
want
to be selfish.
Lack of care. And I'm going to tell you, those ones, now I have sympathy for ones that just don't know because the knowledge hasn't been made available to them. That's different. I'm talking about the ones that refuse because they don't want to be uncomfortable or because they're selfish and they have what they have and they don't care about what goes on in the world. Now, those people are in for a tsunami. They are going to experience psychological breakdown on a scale you can't even imagine once we really start to see this agenda push through, and we are. I mean, these are the type of people that will burn whole cities to the ground when there's no groceries on the shelves, you know.
Right.
Stay clear of those people.
I would think.
But yeah, it's this lack of care, and, you know, we're really being pushed into, it's a war. There's a war going on. It's a war against humanity.
Right. It is. It's the ultimate war of the world.
Yeah. They will use any religion to propagate their agenda. They will use any ideology to push forward their agenda, which, quite frankly, is the enslavement of humanity.
Yeah, and, you know, for those that remain, after they've done all their worst, it'll be us versus them. But, I don't know, those without weapons will be easily subjugated. That's why I say, America, you're the last stand. You're the Alamo. You're the one who can save us all. You know, and that should be the common popular point of discussion around the dinner table, at the water cooler, at the shop. You know, you'd be like, do you have your gun? You know, do you have your ammo? Do you have your water? Do you have your food? Are you ready? Have you been practicing? You know, don't take this lightly. This is real shit. It's real shit. This is realer than anything you've ever known. It's not fucking Disney World. It's real shit.
Yeah, and it's really coming down to it. I don't expect it to go too many more years. I think from 2015 to 2017 is where you're going to really, really start to see this hit the surface. Because before a tyranny really goes full-blown, you have a window where you could start to really see
mm-hmm.
on the surface what they're doing. And we have been. But again, you got this very high percentage that just refuses, flat out refuses, as if the destruction of their country is not going to affect them and their children. They have no view of history whatsoever, and they'll
right.
be willing to, you know, shun and to ridicule the ones that are coming, standing up, trying to warn these people that do have a grasp of history.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. See, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that stupid label. And then the people that use that label don't even know where it comes from. They don't know that the CIA coined that term to discredit people that were researching the bogus Kennedy assassination. You know, the story we're told from the Warren Commission. That's where that came from. So it's used to demonize.
Right.
People say that there's no conspiracies. Do you know what the word means? It just means two or more plotting together to commit an illegal or unlawful or evil act. Are you telling me that that doesn't occur in this world? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I would like to extend we should reach consensus online before and they will. With the TPP, they'll govern the Internet, and they'll start putting people in jail for speaking their minds.
Yep.
And in which case, I wouldn't test that water. I would just say, before that happens, put out your contingency plans. Put them out there. Let people know what you want to do to deal with this. You know, like, what happens when the internet goes out? Plan A, plan B, plan C. What happens when the power goes out? Plan A, plan B, plan C. Like, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city. There's this table you can draw. It's like a box with a cross in the middle. In the top corner, labeled, it says, if it happens, and then the next one, if it doesn't happen. You have four permutations of what can happen here. So either you're ready and nothing happens, or you're not ready and nothing happens. So in that situation, the asshole who's like, conspiracy theorist, he's right. But you can be ready and something... it works out too. You're ready and something happens. That you want to be that, because you win in all cases. Because if nothing happens, you're still ready. If something happens, you're ready. And so not being ready is not smart. And,
no, it's not. And I mean, these people aren't prepared emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually, let alone physically. You know, so a tsunami is going to flood over these people, and we're going to see droves of people in just massive psychological breakdown, which we already see. But when this really comes, when this shitstorm really comes through, you're going to see people in disarray. And what good can they offer? Those people that have refused every opportunity to look at this and wake up and shift their perspective and their consciousness accordingly, what good are they going to do?
Not good. They're going to be like chickens with their heads cut off, running around going, ah! You know, you stay out of their way, because they'll drag you down. They'll kill, they'll hurt, they'll maim, they'll destroy. They're nutcases. They're the real nut jobs in society. The ones who are so wrapped up with themselves and they didn't bother to care at all about anybody else. When the shit hits the fan, they're the first to go down. And they're the ones I call the zombies. You know,
sure.
Zombies are real. They're the ones that didn't plan, didn't weren't prepared, and when the shit hits the fan, they're the first to get fucked. And you know, they'll go to the store, and the store will be looted, and they'll go home, and they'll get hungry, and then, you know, they start eating other people, and blah blah blah. It's really like that. It sounds awful, but it's real. I mean, it's as real as it gets, and I tell everybody, move out of the city, get out of the city, fuck now. But most people won't.
That's probably a really good idea.
And if they don't, I mean, I don't want to speculate too much, but say there's like martial law, and there's military engagement in cities. They're blowing shit up. They're shooting missiles at people and stuff like that. Imagine the highways trying to get out of a city. There'll be smash-up wrecks all over the place. You won't be able to use your car to get away. The idea is to get away before it happens. Be prepared before shit hits the fan. And I don't know. I mean, I'm painting a picture for you just so you... understand that it's within the realm of possibility, and if you can see what I see, then it can be seen, and you can be sure that the people that are behind all this have no qualms about using the military against you.
Oh no, we could only hope that enough of military personnel wakes up and refuses to follow an order to turn on their own brothers and sisters. But
right.
You know, well, we could look at what's going on with the police here. We've got a militarized police that have, you know, my goodness, certainly not all of them, but we've got a good majority that thinks nothing of following in order to turn on their own, you know, brothers and sisters. Shit, last year, you know how many people killed by terrorists in America? Zero. You know how many by cops? 1,000.
Right.
1,000 people.
There's a terror.
And the mass majority, I'd say 90% or more of those cops that do the killing, they get away with it. They are not acquitted. They keep their jobs. And not, certainly not every one of these people killed are innocent, but many of them are. So
yeah,
I've seen
innocent
people gunned down by these vicious, thuggish cops, and these guys keep their jobs, and they get no...
And they love it.
No justice.
They love it.
You know?
they're trained in Israel, and they're the judge, jury, and executioner. So they've been granted the powers of pure fucking unbridled disdain. The executioner. I mean,
yep.
You can't don't ask a cop for anything. I actually saw something interesting today. Black guy was getting pulled over by a cop, so he called 911 and got him on the line. And the cop started off being hostile, and he said, "Well, I'm on the line with 911," and then changed his tune. So that's a good message for people.
Yeah, I mean, it's really what I've been talking about for the last 17 years. Really, I've watched it unfold, and here it is. It's not coming in the future. It's here now. We already live in a tyrannical police state. It's just a matter of, you know, how far into it are we going to allow it to progress before we come together and say, "No, that's it, no more."
And remember who's behind all this. It's these rich, evil assholes and castles and ivory towers in fucking Europe. The Rothschild family, the Queen of England, the Pope, All these institutions that we revere are actually out to kill us, and so
that's the idea. Worship your controller.
Right.
That seems to always have been the way for humanity. Worship your controller. Worship your enslaver, and we do. And we still got droves of people that are going to go out next year and vote in this totally corrupted system that think that it's going to mean a goddamn thing, and it's not. You're voting for your jailer.
Yeah, all these people are fucking clowns. People actually watch Donald Trump news for comic relief. I mean, he's going to say something, you know, maybe witty, but mostly stupid, and he's going to say things that make you want to barf, and you know, and that's the attraction. It's like a circus fucking sideshow, and And to people who actually look up to Hillary Clinton, like these stupid women's livers who, like, have no fucking clue what she's done and what she's about and what she's going to do, you know, that's just a sign of blatant stupidity and ignorance. And, you know, and so there's so many people like that that are ignorant and stupid, but they're the ones that are going to get it in the end. So,
yeah.
I love saying that.
Right, frankly, yeah.
do you have anything else you want to say?
Just, I would implore people to really, really take a good look at what's been going on in Germany and Sweden in particular, and how this complete engineered multiculturalism is destroying the cultures there. And, you know, I'm not an Islamophobe. In fact, my opinion is that all religion's a problem when it's taken literally, because you're dealing with ancient mythologies. So to take it literally, I don't care if it's Christianity or Judaism or Islam, it's a problem. To be fundamentalist, to take these mythologies as literal historical events causes all kinds of problems. So let me just say that. I'm not an Islamophobe. I know that most people that call themselves Muslim are just like most people that call themselves Christian. They just want to be left alone, watch their kids grow up, and live in a world of peace. All right? But that does not negate the fact that there is a high percentage of jihadists that hate the West, that will do anything to infiltrate our borders and destroy our culture. And this is very real. I'm not an Islamophobe for stating that fact. So people really need to wake up to what's going on in Europe and realize that they're trying to do the same thing here in America, basically open the floodgates and, you know, create this kind of forced multiculturalism, which I believe will lead to an engineered kind of cultural war. And it's really important to pay attention to these things.
Yeah, like everything has a reaction to it. It's they open the floodgates for Muslims to come in. Yeah, there's going to be some kind of kickback to that, right? There's going to be some kind of reaction. Now, just the mere suggestion of it, you have many states saying they won't let them in, and some states saying they will. But you know, it's also escalated the rise in arms purchases. So they are rationing it up. They are trying to get us to fight each other, and it's going to be
divide and rule.
And you know, get out while you can.
We're dealing with this globalist force. They steer the direction of the world economically, politically, and most important, ideologically. And human beings have always been just pitted off against one another. We have to really take a step back and understand who the true enemy is and what their nature is. And the fact that they work through all ideologies, all religions, all races. They don't care. It's all about subjugation of humanity. And one of the prime tactics to do that is to divide us against one another. And we're divided on so many ways. Until humanity itself transcends all the illusions and comes together as one family, we're going to be fucked.
I'd like to see if there's like a catalyst that can help us transcend that. Maybe eat a certain kind of apple pie, or maybe spike it with some weed, or I don't know. Anyway, that wraps it up for today, and we'll talk to you later. Probably tonight, I'll try to get on and talk with you and John if you're available.
Very good.
And right on. Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
My pleasure. You too, James.
Bye.